November 5, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest, partakers of his sufferings. Rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. 1 Peter 4:13. If you are going to be used by God, he will take you through a multitude of experiences that are not meant for you at all. They are meant to make you useful in his hands and to enable you to understand what transpires in other souls so that you will never be surprised at what you come across. Oh, I can't deal with that person. Why not? God gave you ample opportunity to soak before him on that line, and you barged off because it seemed stupid to spend time in that way. The sufferings of Christ are not those of ordinary men. He suffered according to the will of God, not from the point of view we suffer from as individuals. It is only when we are related to Jesus Christ that we can understand that what God is after in his dealings with us. It is part of Christian culture to know what God's aim is. In the history of the Christian church, the tendency has been to evade being identified with the sufferings of Jesus Christ. Men have sought to procure the carrying out of God's order by a shortcut of their own. God's way is always the way of suffering, the way of the long, long trail. Are we partakers of Christ's sufferings? Are we prepared for God to stamp out our personal ambitions? Are we prepared for God to destroy by transfiguration our individual determinations? It will not mean that we know exactly why God is taking us that way, that would make us spiritual prigs. We never realize at the time what God is putting us through. We go through it more or less misunderstanding it. Then we come to a luminous place and say, why God girded me, though I did not know it. That's the end of Oswald's message. As Christians, we often look for ways to serve God, ways to please God, ways to fulfill his great commission as best we know it. And we're looking for ways that are impressive and ways that are large and ways that would bring glory to God on a grand scale. Yet this is not at all what God demonstrated was his pattern through his own son, Jesus Christ. Jesus walked quietly. Jesus didn't seek to create a large ministry. Jesus simply made himself available to the Spirit of God in a quiet, humble way, and God used him in marvelous ways. God used him to demonstrate the glory of God and was a blessing to many. Yet at the same time, Jesus was called upon to go through great suffering. He was constantly badgered by the most religious men of the most appropriate religion of the day. He was constantly made fun of and ridiculed, and he was driven from many places because he was doing the right thing, but they didn't want the right thing done. As Christians, if we are truly close to God and truly full of the Spirit of God, our lives will be more like that of Jesus Christ than that of the grand, glorious, outstanding Christians we see in large Christian ministries the world over. God wants us to release ourselves entirely to the use and availability of the Holy Spirit. Then and only then will we be mistaken for Jesus Christ and mistreated for the sake of the kingdom of God.